to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
All right, so we're coming at you live at the Sandton Convention Center for the 12th annual Proudly South African Buy Local Summit.
Yeah.
It's a big day. My first time here. Is it your first time here, Song?
First time here. I've always heard, of the summit. I remember last year, I was listening to one of the talk stations, and they always here and interviewed some young brands, etc. So it's always happened. I've always known about it, but first time here.
Yeah.
I need never too late.
Never too late.
Yeah.
please help me so introduce our next guest because I kick him vendor. So
Stuan.
And I don't want to mess up his name. Then jiggy jiggy, my bank account's not working in the morning.
yeah. It's Ntate Khalilito Khwele.
Yes.
Khalilito Khwele.
Khalilito Khwele. It was close, right?
Yeah.
So you are the APSA Executive Enterprise Development CEO, right?
I'd love the CEO.
CEO.
Executive Enterprise Development.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Mm. Can you just tell us, how did you guys get involved with this initiative and what's the journey been like, as APSA?
Yeah. I think the first thing is to say that we are a proudly, proudly South African bank. So we are a member of Proudly SA. And it touches to the core of what economic development is about. Mm. It touches on localization, creating opportunities for local businesses to be productive in the economy, and of course to grow jobs across various sectors. And we saw with COVID that we are actually overly reliant on supply chains from outside of SA. So I think there's a great opportunity to encourage innovation, to encourage entrepreneurship, as well as to make sure that we put our money where our mouth is and support local businesses.
Within the, I like what you're saying about APSA and within the supply chain, they make sure of using local talent and local businesses. Can you point out in your supply chain used to be done by maybe international business and then now you've converted that to South African business?
We've got a super, super story to tell. You know that your story matters is our new checkline.
I've seen that on the billboards.
So last week at the Black Industrialist Conference, one of our beneficiaries was awarded or recognized for being the first local manufacturer of your credit card products.
Wow.
So there's always been big four international manufacturers, and APSA is proud to be the one that gave a locally owned, very competitive and very competent entrepreneur to actually start that business with an offtake. And our peers are also joining the fray in providing diversification by providing him with more opportunities. I think that's a really awesome story.
No, that is awesome.
That is incredible, man.
And I mean, as a small business owner myself, I know how hard it is, how hard it is to get stuff from the ground, get your business up and running. What advice do you have for someone who's watching this, might have a small business, they're just starting out, but couldn't attend the summit? How is APSA going to be helping them, throughout the course of the year and more years to come?
Yeah. So in enterprise development, what we do is, if we identify beneficiaries who've got a special product, an offering, we put them through a diagnostic test. Because being an entrepreneur, to your point, is not easy.
It's not easy at all.
How many times have you felt like giving up?
You have lost count.
Exactly. So what we want is to be able to understand the entrepreneur.
Yes.
And what skill sets do they have and where do they need support? And by doing that, we're able to complement them with the right skill set, with the right support. We've got a panel of service providers that specialize in anything from process engineering, financial management, strategy development, digital marketing, you name it. And we then give them an opportunity through what we call non-financial support or business development support but it's very targeted. And then we open our corporate clients as a marketplace.
Wow.
So we provide access to markets, which is exactly what this is about. We've got 20 yes. beneficiaries, and we're providing them with a platform to be able to sell and exhibit their wares, hoping that they'll, not hoping, we know, they will be getting offtakes, they'll be getting inquiries, and they fulfill that. And we also help our beneficiaries by taking them along to a lot of our properties that we have. As you know, Absa is a very big brand.
100%.
And it's quite involved in a lot of things within the economy.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And then, of course, we provide funding with the conscious knowledge that most of our beneficiaries in ED would not have the balance sheet.
Mm.
So we become very innovative in terms of our funding. We use various instruments, and we use a lot of risk mitigation tools to ensure that we are also not reckless with your depositors' money.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Yeah. But really, it's about how we differentiate ourselves
by
putting ourselves in the entrepreneur's shoes. And we've got a wide variety of sectors that we operate in, including the township economy. We're the partner to the Gauteng Township Economic Development Act, called Kasimnod. So we're the funding partner to that, together with the IDC.
Mm.
And we're hoping to see quite a few businesses access that funding, put 100 million on the table. IDC has put 50, and the Gauteng Department of Economic Development has put in 25.
Yeah.
And we're hoping township enterprises will be able to tap into this and grow their businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear much of what you said. I just heard funding, and then, that's where you got me.
And of course, when you see a bank, you want to see the funding.
Is there a specific website where our chillers and people watching this can go visit to get more of this information?
Yes, on APSA, you just go to www.apsa.co.za and you look for alternative funding.
Yes.
And you'll find us there.
Okay, all the details are there.
All the details are there, or you can send an email to ed@apsa.africa and we'll be able to respond. I've got my crew.
Yeah.
My EDT members are here. We've got some youngsters. We've got, and they're here. They mend that email address, and they'll make sure that they send you to the right corner for assistance.
No, fantastic. Thank you so much, Ntate. Thank you so much for your time. Great initiative, Saul.
I mean, man.
I'm a big fan of this. You?
I'm a big, big fan. And I think he's answered my question. Because I had a question. If I've got a business, right? And like, I'm the guy that had the credit cards, but it's a different business. And I want to plug into, the APSA's ecosystem as far as supply chain. How do I make that happen? How do I access? What avenue do I use to access APSA? Maybe not for funding, but to do business with APSA.
Yeah. So if you already have a product, you can become part of our supply development initiative. But before you do that, we take you through enterprise development first. Make sure that you've got the basics right, so that you're competitive. And then once we see the potential, we then graduate to supply development, where we also do additional business development.
Yeah.
And then we obviously then get you into the supply chain.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ntate.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having us, and well done.
Yes, no, it's our new blesser, definitely.
Our new
blesser.
Sorry, I'll cut you off.
I'm saying that well done on really disrupting broadcasting.
Yeah.
I think that we need more disruptors out there, so you've done well.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're still coming at you live from the Sandton Convention Center for the Buy Local Summit, and we're chilling with the legend. Last time I saw this man, Saul Penduka. What song was it? The TKZ song?
The Fiasco. He was in the TKZ family. Mr. and Mrs. Fake. You remember? Hey, Mr. Fake. Now we're Mrs. Fake.
If you are fake, for you, there's no cake. Yes, sir. Easy,
That's the one mistake. So you guys owe me 25k now.
For what now?
For my man.
What's up?
Please welcome Kagiso Diseko, a.k.a. Wise.
Welcome to the land of the chillers.
What brings you here? Because you're not performing.
Yeah, I'm not performing. So we're at the convention center. Let's give it context.
100%.
Sentin Convention Center is the bi-local
summit.
Proudly SA is doing it. Mm. So I've got a company, Patsy Creations, mm-hmm. and I make furniture.
Wow, man, you make furniture.
Like Jesus.
From Kwaito to furniture.
Yeah, we used to break it, now we make it.
Hey,
Wow, so wait, when did this start, man? This is amazing.
Man, so, you know, it's always been my thing. Okay, I grew up in Orlando East as a kid, and I went to Slopetem.
Yeah.
Now, Slopetem is in Boomtown. Shout out Boomtown, Slopetem, Abangas, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then, woodwork was at school.
Yeah.
Bengishai woodwork. Yeah, ma benge kotom, beng pasa. Amatiza ma strike, I mean, beng bambi class.
Yeah.
Fundisa ma APCs. So I was a studious kid, you know, but somewhere along the line, I lost it. And then I went to AFDA later on, and I did set designing as one of my subjects, my modules.
Yeah.
I did performance set designing, production, script writing, and editing. Time at AFDA, you could mix technical and he was yawning. He said,
I love this dog, you know.
I know what you mean, dog.
So
I did set design and all that. So COVID hit, and I was on the tab on SAPC 2.
Okay.
And when COVID hit, I had money, though, and nowhere to go. You know, I had all these plans, like, I wanted to buy a studio, I wanted to buy cameras, shoot movies, because I act, I'm a filmmaker as well.
Yes.
Wow, so, like, I got that money, but my style was cramped, because now the shops are closed. And I found myself going nuts. Like, I was losing
it. Wow, man. Mm.
In a bad way. I can't tell you guys because...
No, you can.
We'll need another episode for that.
Yeah, let's keep it for that one. Adjustment. Dangerous times. So, but whenever I prayed, I always got to a point where it was like, do the woodwork.
Wow,
man.
Like, it was crazy. So, Patsy Creations is like, that's what my grandmother used to do for us. Aroma di parts. Because my grandmother is from Blood River, Go Petersburg.
Mm.
So she grew up on cooking kama plan kaka di home. So now it's a mola tandy parts. But even if the food was not there, control, she'd make a fire with that. She'd cook in the ground. Or the electricity is not there. You know, she'd make a plan. But just
she was resourceful.
Yeah.
But just with, I mean, these are humble beginnings, bro. 100%. Like a stupid thing like wood.
Touch wood.
Who would have thought?
Le Blanca. But the creations. So,
let's bring it.
I don't think it's as amazing to you guys as it is to me. But
no, I get it. I get it. 100%.
Yeah, it I mean, come on.
But let's bring it forward now.
You just gave us the whole background.
You've got the company. What do you guys specialize in? What do you have here for us? Like, what are you guys into?
Okay, I brought what I could here. This wood is oak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, man.
So these are just chopping boards.
Yeah.
Right, and then you can check it out really hard. The thickness here is just for the look, but this is just as good, you know.
Wow, it's solid, man.
Oak is good wood, So, these are chopping boards that I brought through just to show you guys. I'm not lying, I'm telling the truth, you know.
So, this is chopover.
You have to contact our company. My company is Batsy Creations, my number is 063-300-1084. I don't have a website yet, but I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
But for now, you can contact me direct.
And so then what are these?
These are just swatches. These are different colors. of the material on stuff that we do upholstery on, like your couches, like your chairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Office furniture.
Headboards.
Headboards, chairs. We do office furniture. We do outdoor furniture.
Outdoor, nice.
Wow, patio furniture. Cushions. Wow.
So it's quite.
And where are you situated?
Sintolava. Go Roodepoort.
Roodepoort.
Ish. I wish I could. You know, I really need a website.
Yeah.
But in Roodepoort, but feel free, use the number. The factory is in Roodepoort.
Okay.
We're
fantastic.
Based there. Yeah, yeah. Or if you Google Patsy Creations, there's an address there.
Bro, if I'm a business person and I'm thinking, I always see like the Proudly SA logo on company stuff. How does that benefit you? Like, you know, having that certification that you are Proudly SA, how does it work out for you as a business person?
Proudly SA is a great initiative, right? And I joined it and now I'm a part of like an ecosystem. You know what I mean? I'm here because I'm a member of Proudly SA.
Oh, wow. So you get plugged into the ecosystem.
Into the ecosystem. So there's buyers, there's sellers, there's marketers. Actually, there's Proudly SA e-commerce. Is it e-commerce platforms?
Yes, yes.
It is, ne?
Yeah.
E-commerce
I'm
platforms.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where you buy online.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, they're great. And they
are you plugged into that?
Yeah.
You get an access to a network, essentially, of clients, suppliers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a great initiative that Bohepi have come up with, and I salute them for that.
Wow, man.
So I'm part of it now. So it's just growth from here, and there's a lot of competition as well here, you know.
Lovely,
and
man.
And I know where I need to get to.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that simple. We're always growing, you know.
Khwaiza, thank you so much for your time.
Shout
man.
Out
really
to Khwaiza.
It, man. Yeah. And let's get this man a website, man. We got chillers that do websites.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
If you want to help out Khwaiza, please,
yo,
what's your number again?
063.
Yeah.
300. 1084.
Yeah. No, when I get your website.
No, the chillers will sort you out.
Simple.
The chillers will sort you out. The chillers will sort you out, my dog.
Sure, of it. I appreciate
it's going to be the best website ever of all time.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Khwaiza.
Before I go,
yeah,
I know it's about that time. I just need to say this. Bafetu here, ne, with what you've done here, ne, I know you guys had your ups and downs. And I saw it. There was a time I thought these guys were out of knocked out. But you guys sustained it. And now I see you guys have a big team. I used to come around. I came around once or twice.
Yeah.
When you guys were still at in town at the museum.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, this is going somewhere. And I'm so happy that it's grown as much as it has. Because I know definitely just by sitting on this chair, my company's going to grow.
Of course.
Oh,
I'm going to get impact. 100%. I'm not going to walk away from here like you guys did nothing for me.
100%.
You know,
and that's what it's all about,
you know,
man.
You know what I mean? Bro. And I love it. And then now one day you'll come and you'll be like, Khwaiza, you've created jobs. You guys created
100%.
Yeah, you've opened the doors. Not Joshua's, but
that's
doors.
Awesome.
Yeah. We got to shut Joshua's
doors. No, you've opened doors. You want to open doors. Not Joshua's, but Khwaiza's doors, right? You want to open doors, bro. On God, you want to open doors, man.
No, shout out. I love you, guys. Thank you. I love what you guys have done. I love your spirit. Thank you,
Thank you so much.
Keep it going. And then, please, like a piece in your
thank
God. Oh, man, yeah,
not,
bro.
Not a song. I mean, like,
yeah.
A piece. Maybe like a bench or a couch in your
oh, bro, yeah.
Like, we need a new table in our studio.
Actually,
you guys don't drink anymore on your show.
No, I get it here. We are corporate.
All up here.
Yeah.
We're trying to get that corporate bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it.
You gotta be sober,
get it,
man.
Bro. Get it.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been sober for 7 years.
Wow, bro.
Man.
Damn.
Do you know how drunk I used to get?
No.
For real.
Let's not talk about it for another show. Patsy Creations, get your furniture, buffet. We've got a wonderful initiative as well. Yeah. Before I go, called Dignity Through Furniture. And guys, chillers. Buffet, if you know a household in your community that needs furniture, we've got a catalog.
Midrand.
We've got a catalog. No, like a blind or disabled-led households, child-led households.
Not...
Hold on, so?
Yeah.
elderly led households.
Indigents, yeah.
Se si ba fage emakasi.
Okay.
Na se if I don't finish, I be elekasi.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Okay.
Emakasi.
Beautiful.
Rural areas, we donate furniture there.
Wow.
So if anybody's listening, we're doing this from the money we make from Patsy Creations.
Lovely. Wow. Lovely.
Kenya kai. So when you buy our product, just know you're supporting that initiative.
Wow.
And also, if there are stakeholders, please, if you didn't hear my number, get in touch with these guys.
Yeah.
I'll be scrolling in the messages, Linna.
Yeah.
Because I like the attention. And I'll call you. I'm honest.
Thank you, man.
We're doing that, bro.
100%. Yeah.
I love you guys.
Shout out.
Please, God bless you.
Bro, God bless your hustle, bro.
Thank you. God bless my hustle. Man. God bless your hustle.
Thank you.
He misses the mic,
man. He misses the mic. Shout out, fam. Shout out.
All right, we're still coming at you live from the Sandton Convention Center for the Proudly SA Buy Local Summit, the 2024 edition, the 12th one. And right now we're joined by a man who made all of this possible. Please make some noise for Heish.
Proudly SA CEO, Eustace Mashimbi.
Uncle.
And he's looking at it.
Yeah?
I'm terrible, man. Yeah. When it comes to saying people's names, I'm terrible. And it's unfortunate because you're a big chiller, but thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you having us. Let's start by talking about what is it exactly that Proudly SA does?
So Proudly SA is a buy local campaign. And what we do is we ensure that if there's anyone making a purchasing decision, we at least try to get to them, to choose locally made products as best as possible. In some instances, the stuff is not available in the country. But in many instances, the stuff is available in the country. Off air, we spoke about your gin.
100%.
That's a good example. So if there are people who are consuming gin on weekends, or if you go on to Puza Thursday, they're consuming it, we want them to choose that one.
Yes.
And that is the thinking. But it extends beyond consumers. It goes to the public sector, government. The collective spend in government is quite high. And so the thinking is that they need to utilize as much of that as possible to grow the economy. Same as the private sector. Because if you think about it, I mean, there are towns that I spoke about earlier on today, Hammersdale and Newcastle. They used to have as a main source of employment, factories that used to make clothes and things like that. So as those factories closed down because we started importing stuff, all of those factors closed down and people lost jobs. And so the objective behind Proudly Self-Care is if people are buying, buy local so that those people who make those products can retain the jobs that they've created and create new job opportunities.
And, you know, that's so true because I've got a small business, like you mentioned, and it really does help, you know, when people buy local.
Yeah.
You are able to expand, hire more people, do even cooler stuff, which is great. So what was the idea behind starting the summit?
So more than 12 years ago, the idea to start the summit was to try and find a way in which you could have conversations with those who are meant to create a conducive environment. Because at a policy level, government needs to come to the party so that, for example, if things are brought into the country and they need to be levied, tariffs or import duties levied, poultry is a good example, where people are basically just dumping these things into the country.
Yes.
And so what you want is for government to play an active role in ensuring that if there's an industry like that must be protected, government protects it.
Yeah.
That there's policies that make it possible for business people like this to do business and prosper. So it was then decided that let's have conversations with the business people themselves, with government. Yeah. And over time it evolved to going beyond just a conference that takes place over one day, but it became a 2 days conference, where on day two, we really focus only on small businesses. So tomorrow is just small businesses.
Wow, beautiful.
Going back to the example I gave you, tomorrow we have a couple of gin manufacturers. We call it happy hour. All of these 1,000 delegates who are here, or will be here tomorrow, will get to partake. We're not promoting drinking, but we'll partake. They do drink anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
They drink anyway. And so the thinking is that we support businesses like that. And the other thing that we did was to come up with an expo, because a lot of the times we came across people who said, we want to buy local, but what is made locally? Where can we find it? And we said, okay, let's have an expo. We started with less than 100 exhibitors. Now we have more than 200 exhibitors representing more than 1,000 products.
Wow.
Because some of them come with multiple products.
This is a big deal, man.
This is a big deal. That's why the floor is buzzing like this.
Yes.
It's a big deal. People are selling. Mm. People with consumer-facing products are selling to consumers. People who are targeting businesses are match-made. Mm. So I'm going to keep using your example.
Mm.
If you are saying as a gene manufacturer, the person who you want to reach through the expo is a retailer, who'll give you shelf space.
Wow.
Ahead of time, we match you. So there's matchmaking that has happened. There's about 400 meetings happening over this two-day period between retailers, buyers from corporate, and our exhibitors. So all of these exhibitors are having different meetings with people who are meant to buy from them or give themselves space.
That's amazing, man.
How does one become a Proudly SA like certified business?
So you need to apply.
Have a good business. Start off.
Let's start there.
And it must be local.
It must be local.
Yeah.
And you're right, by good business, because there's two key criteria. You touched on the one, the product must be made in South Africa. So it must be a locally made product. You touched on the other, it must be a good business with a good product, with a high quality product. I mean, if you walk the floors, there's a part of the expo floor where we have people with cosmetic products.
Yeah.
If somebody uses it and their skin bends, then it's our problem. Because somebody might have said, what convinced them to buy the product is us giving them
the logo to use. Yeah, that logo is very powerful.
So all of these companies have gone through a rigorous vetting process. We've checked that the quality is right. We've checked that they comply with what is required for that industry by way of standards.
Beautiful.
And then there's a fee, but it's not expensive.
Yeah.
And I think I must tell the chillers, there's perception out there that it's expensive. It's 500 rands per annum to invest in your business.
Wow.
If your turnover is up to 5 million rands.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Per annum.
It's affordable.
Yeah, especially if you consider what we give you. I mean, this stands cost us an arm and a leg. The team said I must not mention the numbers. But they cost us an arm and a leg. Yeah. And these are people who, some of them really only paid us 500 rands per annum.
Yeah. We interviewed Khawza, and he was mentioning that being a part of the Proudly SA ecosystem has helped him in such a way that, you know, one can't believe. Mm. So if I'm a chiller right now, I've got a small business, we know how tough it is to get things off the ground. What does it entail, plug it into the Proudly SA machine? Because he mentioned also something like an e-commerce platform where people can buy and sell, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, where you can buy suppliers, you network with like-minded business, and you get clients. What else do you benefit?
So he's right. I mean, there are portals where our buyers can find each other and buy from each other. And there's one called Market Access Platform. But there's also an e-commerce platform and the portal is really for business-to-business purposes. But for those with consumer-facing products, we have an e-commerce platform that we're launching in April, and you are able to go on there, list for free, we don't charge you, and then you can sell your products on there. But what we've done is, whilst waiting for our own platform to come to fruition, we partnered. Take A Lot is here.
We
partnered with the likes of Take A Lot, with Naspers.
So
with
what's the deal like with Take A Lot? They take the product.
They take the products.
Wow.
We negotiated with them that because the products are vetted, they can trust them.
Oh. Beautiful.
So they're taking the products, and we have a special rate for our members.
Oh, that's amazing.
Anyone who's not a member will go there and they will be charged normal rates.
It's a vigorous process of trying to get into Take A Lot.
Because of quality control.
It's like you're back at school.
A lot of QC,
But if you come through us, half the
beautiful.
Job is done.
Yeah.
And the rates are lower if you're a member of Palace of Ken. So those are the partnerships. It's to really make sure that those with products can get them to consumers. And so we have multiple third-party relationships. And a lot of success stories that have come out of that. Because really the biggest complaint, especially from SMMEs, is not being able to get their products to the customers 100%. They're targeting.
Yeah. So, Penduka, any question you got?
Nah, that was my main question. You know, the processes of actually being part of Proudly SA that I've asked.
And what's the vision for the summit? Because as you can see, year on year, you guys are growing. I mean, I love what you guys are doing. What is the vision for the next 5-10 years?
Look, my team is telling me they're overwhelmed, it's too big, so.
They want to cut it down a bit.
No. They know that the challenge we have from the board is every year it must be bigger.
Yeah.
I can tell you this is much bigger than it was last year.
Wow.
But the real intention is to ensure that, space permitting, get more exhibitors in.
Mm.
Some of the exhibitors don't know that we had to cut space from 3x3 to 2x2 so that we can accommodate more compared to last year. So we'll be creative in terms of how you accommodate more next year, diversify much more. I mean, we have about representation from about 26 different sectors. If you walk this floor, clothing and textile, there's automotive, there's furniture, there's steel, there's multiple things that you can find. And so the objective is to expand into more sectors. Because you have entrepreneurs in more sectors that are not necessarily here. So that's the first thing. Secondly, is to grow what we started with the mesh making. Mm. We also introduced a pitching session where we're teaching our guys how to pitch to buyers. Mm. So next day, we'll have more buyers. Tomorrow, there's a session in the afternoon where five of the companies who made it through a workshop we hosted last week for our guys to pitch, and they competed amongst each other. Five of them are pitching to buyers tomorrow. Mm. And so it's like a Dragon's Den kind of thing. So we're going to grow that, do it nationally, have it culminate in the finale taking place here in March.
Beautiful, man.
Many, many, many things that are going to happen to grow this. And it's really for the benefit of not just the businesses, but the economy. We all know someone who's unemployed.
Yeah.
They're in our homes. They're in our churches. They're everywhere. We need to get them employed.
I think next year what we must do on the Saturday, we must cap it, close it off with one big party. You know, South Africans love parties.
Yeah, no.
And then you can buy all these products at the party.
Yeah.
But we tried today. I mean, there's a session now focusing on amapiano.
Robot boy.
But let me tell you. And I'm proud to say I came up with that idea because I have a teenage daughter who's crazy about my piano. I said to them, every time she introduces me to a song,
yeah.
And I ask her, whose song is this?
Yes.
There's five or six people in every single song.
Yes.
And all of these people are breadwinners.
100%.
They are all breadwinners.
Kids, young kids.
You know, they could have chosen to take the route of crime, but they've chosen this route. The least we can do as an entity that has the ability to influence thinking in the country is to get people to beg them, to support them, to listen more.
And it's not just the country, the world.
The world. In fact, that's why it's sponsored and brought to you by Brand South Africa, which is meant to promote the country.
Yes.
And everything it offers all over the world. So this session, the Mapiano session, is brought to you by Brand South Africa.
Wow,
it's about taking this genre to the world, continue to take it to the world, but to more and more in the world who are still to be exposed to it.
Yeah, the main complications that I've seen is visas. That's the main thing people are crying about.
The traveling.
Yeah.
You could make that easier, hopefully.
Brand South Africa.
Meh.
Go to Brand South Africa.
Yeah.
And that's their job. Their role is to ensure that they make it easy for you. If you're going to help them promote the image of the country.
Yeah.
They're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but proudlyasa.co.za, write to us.
Yeah.
Go to our website, info@proudlyasa.co.za. If there's any way in which we can help, we'll always help.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
29th May, who are you voting?
I'm doing the right thing.
You stay. Do the right thing, man. Do the right thing.
Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
You. Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It.
Thank you.
All right, so Sol Panduka, we're still here at the Buy Local Summit.
Yeah, man.
And we couldn't leave without talking to some local business owners to find out, you know, what they're doing.
There's hundreds of them. We had to grab a few, yeah.
Yeah. So please welcome Simran Sahib.
Perfect.
She runs the company.
That right.
Yeah. First one I got today.
Yeah, it is.
She runs a company called Legacy Gala. Right?
Yes.
All right, so what's that company about? What do you guys do? Right,
firstly, thank you guys so much for having me on.
No problem. Any
so currently I'm 17 years old in Matric.
Wow.
I know a lot of people think I'm a lot older.
Yeah.
But I started this organization when I was 15 years old with the aim of bridging the social gap and spreading awareness on period poverty.
Okay.
I know this is probably about to get very deep now, but 7 million girls across South Africa are actually affected by period poverty. And of these 7 million, 30% of these girls don't go to school as a result.
Jeez.
And what happens is when girls are absent in school, this perpetuates the gender gap, especially in subjects like science, technology, math, and engineering.
Yeah.
It leads to a higher outcome of teen pregnancy, mental health issues, and self-esteem issues. So what we do is we take girls from around South Africa and put them through skills development and empowerment workshops.
Wow.
And it all culminates in a gala dinner, like we were mentioning earlier, where they're able to present themselves to society. And what happened was last year I had the opportunity to represent South Africa in the World Health Organization at a Model United Nations conference in Thailand. And through that experience, I realized the true importance of youth empowering youth.
Yes.
And I've partnered up with schools in Belgium, the Netherlands, and France to bring a Model United Nations conference into South Africa under the Legacy Gala, and in exchange, take some of our girls across.
Wow, man, this is incredible. Why would you want to do something like this? Because, I mean, most 17-year-olds are out there drinking, getting wasted, smoking weed.
Enjoying yanos, you know.
Well, I'm a very futuristic thinker. I would love to pursue a career in politics when I'm older. And this is something I was exposed to when I was very young. In fact, when I was 11 years old, my sister decided to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise awareness for period poverty.
Oh, wow.
And as this child, I would just follow her around with all these pads, just holding them up everywhere. Here, do you guys want a pad? Not knowing what I was doing or what I was saying.
Yeah.
And the following year, I got my period and I realized what a taboo topic this is how important it is to actually stand up and speak about it. I don't know if I made you guys uncomfortable by talking about it. No, never. Because I think involving men in the conversation is something that's so important because people don't realize that this affects them as well.
Mm. Period. Everybody needs to be part of it.
On average, 5,000 teachers are affected by period poverty in a year in school.
Teachers.
And what happens is when these teachers don't get to go to school, what happens to the male students?
Jeez.
And they're not even aware of the issue of period poverty, so they don't know how to handle it. They don't know why they're not getting an education.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine the increased number of days that these schoolgirls are not getting an education as well.
Now, I want to ask you, Simran, how can people get in touch with you if they want to be a part of this initiative that you've started?
So you can go to our Instagram, which is at LegacyGalaSA, and send us a DM, and I will send through any information for you guys to get involved.
Fantastic.
What difference has being part of Proudly SA made in your company and its initiative?
I think the biggest difference is being able to spread the word. And I think spreading awareness is very important, as well as raising the funds. It's not just about what can I do one time to help these girls, but it's about how can I create a sustainable future for them.
Yeah.
And being part of initiatives and events like this help spread the word in a way that we can ensure that it's sustainable and can last in the long term. I think it's not just about a donation of money or a once-off thing. It's about how can I donate my time, my energy, my effort into making sure that this project and other projects like this can last a long time. It's the networking behind it.
Yeah.
You know, for me as a 17-year-old to have a safe space where I can feel like I'm taken seriously and that people are able to actually listen to what I say through this initiative is very important and one thing that Proudly is South Africa has definitely helped with.
Fantastic.
Keep doing the great work.
Simran, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time, man. And do you get scared when like you miss your period now or like that's...
I mean, teachers are missing their periods. Teachers are missing periods at school.
I miss my period.
Yeah.
You know, like if it skips, you know what? Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do. But you see, the thing is, I had a pregnant pause there for a second. I have no reason to be scared.
Yes, but
I just am.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm the next Mary.
Who knows?
You never know. Like, I consider myself to be a special person.
Yes.
God might make an example of me.
I like that, man. Simran, thank you so much.
Simran Saeed.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out, Simran.
So I'm really excited because we are joined by Black Und Plant-Based Medicine Company. So
wow.
And this is the owner of it. His name is Tebogo Tlhopane. The name of the company is called Biomuti.
Correct, yeah.
All right, so explain that. What does it mean to be a plant-based medicine company?
So basically, what we've done is that we looked at our arsenal of medicine that we have in South Africa. Mm. And we have a whole lot. I don't know if you know this. South Africa's got one of the biggest biodiversity of medicinal plant in the world.
Wow.
So basically what it means is that people from other countries, they come here, they take our natural medicine, they ship it to where they come from, they make it, they send it back to us, and then we buy it. That's exactly what it is.
Crazy, right?
Absolutely mental.
And you are changing all of that now.
Absolutely. So what we've done is that we went through with the idea of creating, like Mhlonyan.
Mm.
Take Mhlonyan, for example. It's a well-known medicine when it comes to flu. I mean, we grew up Mhlonyan.
Mm. Yeah,
whenever you were sick, your mom would say, hey, Sonia. You see, like, rah, guys drinking that thing looking all weird.
Sonia.
But you drink that stuff, your flu is gone.
Mm.
If you remember the COVID cure, that was Mhlonyan coming from Madagascar.
Wow.
Exactly. So looking at Mhlonyan and you're extracting it, we call it an aqueous extraction. So basically, it's like white boiler, basically. And then from there, you do either it's a freeze dry because you want to get the powder.
Yeah.
Or you do like a spray dry.
Mm.
The cheapest one is a spray dry, of course, because it uses heat. After you get that powder, you then have this medicine that you can put into capsules.
Beautiful.
That's it.
So what products do we have in front of us here? So what you got here?
Products for, let's start with the one for men, my favorite ones. Uh-huh. I made this for myself.
Okay.
Oh, damn, bro.
That's the thing. You know, when you get to the age of 40, your prostate starts to enlarge.
Mm.
I don't know if you noticed. When you urinate, when you were 16, you could literally shoot all the way to where the stands are.
Yes.
But as you get older, it gets less and less and less. We use the analogy of it goes that way, all the way down here between your legs.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
So you see a 65-year-old, he's struggling. Asha 6'9". It's very, very difficult.
Mm.
So when you take something like that, it's going to help with the inflammation. Because your prostate is like a little ball that sits between your testicles and your bladder on top.
Mm.
So it sits right in between. The function of a prostate is to produce semen. And that semen accompanies your sperm when you ejaculate. That's why we call it sperms.
Mm.
But it's technically not sperms, right? So what happens is that it enlarges after you reach the age of 40, making it very, very difficult for you to urinate. So all you got to do, you take something like a Prostivex, which has all the stuff that we, like, it's got African, Prunus Africana, which is African cherry. Again, Africa full of medicine.
Mm.
It's got things like saw palmetto, pumpkin seeds.
Mm.
Eat your pumpkin seeds. Eat your tomatoes, by the way.
Mm.
They're good for your prostate. And you eat something like that, and you, if you're taking something like that here, then it reduces that inflammation. Boom.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy.
It is. I mean, all these... You know, I always say that nature has all the answers. They're all out there. All you got to do is just find a rekimixa, say, lise, mix it about, boom, you've got yourself a solution.
Bro, I think we're going to have you back, man. Please comment if you want him back for full episode,
for a full
man.
Thing, man.
I think that would be amazing because, you know, we crisscross the entire country. For example, Chillax, stress and anxiety. It's got a product called Skeletium. Skeletium, you find it in Western Cape.
Chillax.
Now, Skeletium... The Germans are buying it.
Wow.
The French are buying it. The Americans are buying it. You ask South Africans about Skeletium, they don't know what it is.
Nah, dog. What is it? A piano song?
Right? And yet, if you are stressed, if you have anxiety, you take a product like this called Chillax, you calm down, you chill.
No
fucking
way.
I'm serious, bro.
Wow.
Just like that.
You don't have to smoke weed.
Well, you cannot replace weed, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my G.
What?
Yeah.
Talking about weed, this is weed.
Wow.
We also make that.
You make weed. That looks like a pen, man.
I know. Incognito.
This is insane, literally, man. You can do a year the question?
Yeah, bro. Why pharmaceuticals? What's your background in this space?
So my grandmother was a traditional healer.
Oh, wow.
So I come from a traditional healer space. My mom is a traditional healer.
Wow.
So when you grow up with herbs
surrounding
you, right? And I've done all different kind of businesses. But when I did this 7 years ago, that was it. It was the most fulfilling thing I've ever done.
Family, exactly.
But you can imagine when you have with someone and there's someone has a problem and you like can solve that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Teboho, we really got to have you back, man.
Thanks.
Please, like I said, comment if you want Teboho back. What's an emoji for Biomoti?
Ish, I'm not sure.
Medicine. Just put a medicine emoji there.
And quick one, last one, man. Where do I go purchase if I want to buy your muti?
All right, so we have a... That's it. So we have our own store, biomuti.co.za.
Oh.
You can go check it out and you can buy a product. And by the way, we're working
bio
on...
Bio is B-I-O muti, not biomuti.
Biomuti.
Yes.
So it's biomuti.co.za.
Brilliant.
We also can be found at Clicks.
Nice. Oh, wow. Beautiful, man. Clicks.
Shout out, man.
Hey, tada. Thank you. We're in Clicks.
Wasn't easy, ne?
No.
I know.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think that should change, don't you think?
Yeah, that should change. Definitely.
I think market access is the biggest problem with everybody who's here.
The barriers to entry are ridiculous.
No, they are. I mean, the stuff that they ask for you to actually do, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially that's why.
If you have our skin color.
More especially that.
Mm.
You know, last week I was here at this place. At the Black Industrialist Conference,
organized
by the president. It's the second one. And my issue, and I've said this the last time I was here a year ago, I said, market access. There's no point in you giving me 50 million to create a factory, and whatever I'm going to make, I can't sell it to anyone.
Yeah. What's the point?
Yes. Because there's gatekeeping there of white people blocking my access to going to click
on this
camera. It makes no sense. Either we find a way to make sure that black people have a representation there with their products, or give us the money to set up retail.
Simple.
Then we create our own retail.
Get our own retail.
And talking about retail, we're creating our own retail called Tazo.
Man, you gotta come back. Tebogo.
Yeah, you need to come back, bro. Like, definitely, man. There's
thank
so much.
You guys.
We're telling you to wrap it up, man. But Tebogo, thank you so much, man. No, so we're gonna please speak to Dudu. We need to have you back. Man.
Yeah,
there's so much to unpack, bro.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool, man.
Shout out Tebogo.
Where's the Mpesu here? Which one is the Mpesu?
That's coming.
Ah, okay.
That's coming. Still loading.
No, thank you, Tebogo.
Well, I'll
show you, bro.
So I think this is, without a doubt, my favorite product of the day so far. Because I love chili.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a big chili fan. I've had all the chilies in SA.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Please welcome Rilebogile Sikwane. You are... No, the
office
company
manager.
Is owned by your mother.
Yes.
Please explain. So,
this company was started by my mother. It's a family business, basically.
Nice.
So it had a completely different name prior to this, but then we upgraded it, changed it, you know, modified it. And then her partner is Tepiso Manyoha.
All right, and the company is called Chuck Chili.
Chuck Chili.
Before we started recording, you said there's a difference between chili and...
Acha.
Acha.
Yes.
Explain further.
So, firstly, a lot of people always say, is this acha? And we're like, no. This is pure chili. It's chili, red chili, green chilies, habanero in here. There's no mango or anything like that. It's chili, but there's a huge difference. You know, obviously, acha is more like a fruity, hot, spicy thing. So, no, this is just chili. It's chili straight.
And what's the chili game like? Because... there's a lot of chilies out there.
There's a lot of chilies, man.
There really is. And I think it's an interesting market to get into because everyone makes their chili at home. Their grannies are making achas. So it's like, how do you get this one through the market? But it's just a marketing thing. It's really pushing your brand.
And how have you guys done with that regard?
Family is where we started. So family would push it for us. Friends or family would push it for us.
Yeah.
Companies we would work for, employed by, would push it for us. Like, nice. It was a community thing. This is a community brand. That's where we are right now.
Which community are you from?
We're from Midrand.
Oh, Midrand.
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you guys been proudly SA and how did that change the business?
So we've been proudly SA for 4 years now. And it's given us a platform to network with other brands that have also helped. Like even the actual packaging, there's companies under Proudly SA that have helped us market.
Wow.
Do you see the connecting? You know what I mean? Yeah, like in Proudly SA, like here is a community. We all help each other out. This one has the packaging. This one has the labeling. This one has the chili.
Wow.
This one has the onion.
This one has transport.
Do you understand? Exactly.
Jeez, that's so beautiful.
Yeah,
man.
We work together.
What about buying this stuff? Chuck Chili.
You can buy it at Checkers, select stores, Spar select stores, Take a Lot online, Zolzi, Macro online order, Food Lovers Market across the nation. It's
beautiful.
Incredible. We're still growing.
Yes.
I'm trying to get into more spaces, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Rilebogile, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
Can I take this home, man?
Yes, of course. This is for you guys. I don't know if you want to take both because that's hot.
Yeah.
That's original. And then there is a mild, but it's sold out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it says, I'll grab the original.
Beware the kick.
Please don't take that lightly.
Hey, I can't wait.
Don't take that. But if you want to taste it as well, here's some biscuits for you guys. You guys can help yourselves.
All right, original is not as hot.
No, it's a medium.
Wow. And last, how many people are employed? By
about 15 now.
Wow.
15, one five.
Wow,
yeah.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
This is so amazing to see. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Take
thank
care,
you.
All right?
Thank you, nice
see
to meet
all
you.
All the best. So this one, Sol, is a very special one for me, right?
Oh, yeah?
When we started the podcast, we used to have a segment called Black Friday where we would encourage black owners to come and speak about their products
black
and whatnot.
Businesses, yeah.
Black businesses and whatever.
Yeah.
So Bongo was one of the very first few guys. Even Lekao from Drip was there as well.
Wow.
And Bongo is actually Macmillan's brother. You know Macmillan who
I remember Macmillan. Yeah.
What does he do?
Basani Cleaners.
Basani Cleaners, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're brothers. It's a battle of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's a good bro. That's good sibling rivalry right there.
Funny, let me ask you this, man. Who's winning?
I don't know. I've never seen your paint anyway. But okay. I always see Basani Cleaners on Instagram,
okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Who's winning?
I think I am. I'll tell the story why, but
yeah,
I think I am.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a great entrepreneur though.
You own a black owned paint company.
Yeah.
It's called Splash Coating Africa. Please tell us more about that.
Well, Splash Coatings Africa was founded in 2017 after buying IP. So I bought an IP from an R&D company that specializes in chemical engineering.
And we started first selling product as a reseller.
Yeah.
And then later on, we built a factory in 2019. And today we've got two stores in Sosha and Soweto.
Your own stores?
Yeah, our own stores.
Okay, you're winning. You're winning. I can believe you're winning compared to your brother.
So we've got our own two paint stores, and then we're on Take A Lot. We've put Tima Hanyele just now, you know?
Oh, wow.
Talking about how we're doing on the Take A Lot platform. And we are opening Midrand soon, another store.
Oh, man.
And,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And what else? We are part of the Investec group now, Investec Property Fund Enterprise Development Program.
Sure. What does that mean? Like, what
so
do you
we are part of the development. So there's a company called Property Point. Property Point belongs to Growth Point. They look at black suppliers or emerging suppliers within the property space. So we got into that program as a potential supplier in the commercial space. I mean, 80% of the South African paint industry or 60% is owned by foreign companies. Jeez. So we are coming in as a premium and affordable paint brand within the space. We've done work for DJ Zinhle.
Yeah.
Everything that DJ Zinhle owns was painted by us.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Black company supporting another black company.
We've done Likahu, the home that he just recently built for his mom. Mm.
Oh, wow.
We painted that. We've done Thando Thabete at some point.
Yeah.
Not Thando Thabete. Yeah, is it Thando Thabete? 947.
Thando Thabudi.
Thabudi, we've done what's her name? Brendan Praise. So we've done a couple of nice things.
What I love about your brand is that, you know, so many of us, when you want to start a business, it's always the same stuff. Alcohol.
Yeah. Yes.
But you're doing well in alcohol.
Yeah, because I'm an alcoholic.
Okay, cool. So you're
stick
own
to
market.
What you know.
Yeah. What made you go into paint?
Yeah.
So I'm a UCT graduate and I studied politics. Funny. And then after graduation came back and I started a business. Well, I joined a business that was in the mining space. And I realized that, we were not successful. 2015 up until 2017, we were trying to sell this technology in the mining space. But after that, what I realized is it's easier to start a business that sells products to your neighbor.
The everyday person.
The everyday person, someone that can relate, someone that has the same problem as you. It's not difficult for you to convince them otherwise. The company that I got involved with when I was starting in the mining industry, it's not my neighbor. I don't know anything about mining. So paint became a relevant product for us to sell. When the opportunity was presented, I kept with both hands. And the first person that bought my paint was actually my neighbor, Peko.
Wow. You know? Crazy.
So, and we've been growing ever since. I mean, we started painting RDPs. And now we're painting. The most expensive house that we've painted is a 35 million rand house.
Yes.
Wow, man.
We are currently painting a 15 million rand house in Blue Hills. So those are high net worth LSM people that are finding relevance in what we're doing because we make a really great product.
Bonga, say less, brother.
Bro,
appreciate you.
Amazing.
So proud of you, man. It's so amazing. I think we must bring back Black Friday because everyone that was on it is now a millionaire.
Exactly. Let's create more. Create more, bro. Bring it back.
I love the fact that he didn't say he's not.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
I don't want to lie. Come on now. Yeah, that's good. Own it, bro.
I'm thinking about it. If I should say it, I am or not.
Shout
no,
out,
thanks,
bro.
Man. No,
shout out.
For me.
God bless my talk.
Same.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabi in, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.